I understand you had a meeting today and there was a vote to postpone the sale of the landfill.
Well, not necessarily postpone the sale, but to just hold off on it. The current sale of the landfill is to the solid waste folks, but it still has to be approved by the judge in Pulaski County. And he's not even had a hearing on it. But yes, the board did have a motion and it was voted on and it was 100% passed to go ahead and continue holding on the sale.
And the next meeting will be at the end of February. What happens between now and the end of February, sir?
Well, there won't be anything basically happen because of the situation. There is no a trial set or anything that are hearing over the solid waste. What people don't understand about the solid waste is the judge in Pulaski County still says that we owe the bondholders, and we don't have any income. I mean, that's one thing about the solid waste district. It doesn't make any money. And with those bonds deal that we had that we never paid and they foreclosed and the state legislation ordered us to pay them, basically, and we haven't been able to. It's just been a terrible thing.
Most notably in this area, Friends of the River have come out against proceeding with this sale and reopening that landfill. At this point, is that a possibility? Is this something that can be stopped, or is this going to happen?
Well, one of the things about it that people don't really understand is the landfill is an issue right now. It's costing the taxpayers over $300,000 a year just to maintain the things that they have. And if somebody comes in there and tries to open it back up, they still have to comply with ADEQ and make sure it works. In other words, to keep it sealed and all this. We've had someone that's interested in it, but even if we do sell it to them, they still can't put in a landfill until they comply with all of ADEQ requirements. And one of the main requirements is to, if there is any leachate leaking, it has to be fixed. At the present time, if there is some leachate leaking, the Solid Waste Board can't fix it because we have no income. We don't receive any tax dollars. We don't receive anything. And so it's a messed up issue, actually.
There are challenges financially, but challenges environmentally as well. When's the last time a study was done to see if there was any of that leachate?
Well, there was the ADEQ did a test early on. That's when they come in there and did about $20 million worth of work, sealing it off, putting on cover, making sure and all that. It'd be really hard. I mean, they'd have to drill holes and all that. And even then, after they drill holes away from there, you can't guarantee that's where that problem is coming from, because there's all sorts of things that's in the soil that gets in the soil from other things or flows through the soil from other areas. But that one had got some problems, and we really need to get on this fix the best way that we know how, but we don't have any money to fix it.
Do you believe the best way to fix it is to proceed with the sale so that you can get that money?
Well, the thing about it, any money that we get does not go to us. It goes to the bondholders. And so there isn't any money coming to us. If we were to sell that thing for $30 million, we still would not get a dime, because that's what the bondholders have. That was done back in 2012. And so it's just an ongoing thing that's been going on for a long, long time. And it just kind of got to a point now to where we have some options. And I'll be brutally honest, I don't really, with the situation as I know it, have a active landfill there. However, if they can seal everything off or it does not spread and do all that, then, I mean, there's nothing that we can actually do about that. But the current situation is, unless the taxpayers want to be charged a tax, I mean, I'm talking about a major tax to pay for the maintenance and all that, then there's not really anything we can do, because we don't have any income. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, if somebody brings you a Cadillac and you don't have any gas money, you don't have any insurance money, you can't drive that Cadillac. And that's just like this landfill. It's ours. We need to take care of it the best way we can, but we don't receive any tax dollars from anybody in any county. We don't receive any income off of it because it is shut down. And so we're having to try to make it work with what little bit of income we get off of waste tires and trash haulers. And it ain't easy.
The company that has proposed to purchase this piece of land, LRS, has there been any discussion with how they plan to bring it up to code?
Well, the only aspect of that, we as the Solid Waste Board have no issue with that. That isn't up to us. That's up to between them and ADEQ, because they cannot operate a landfill unless it meets all of ADEQ's requirements. So there's really anything, I mean, there's nothing that we as a board could even do about that.
The next meeting of the Ozark Mountain Solid Waste District will be held on February 26th at the landfill. Is that correct?
Right. There, I mean, we have a whole bunch of brand new members and even current members that have never been there. So I felt like it'd be a good idea to take them out there and show it to them.
Is the public invited to attend?
You bet. You bet it'll be a meeting. So, yeah.